everyone, and welcome to the Roadmap from Auto Finance News since 1996, the nation's leading newsletter on automotive lending and leasing. It is Monday, March 25th, and I'm Amanda Harris, joined by Joey Pizzolatto. This is our weekly wrap on what happened in auto finance for the week ending March 22nd, 2024. In economic news, the Federal Reserve last week voted to leave the benchmark federal funds rate in a range of 5.25% to 5.5%, the highest level since 2001, for the fifth consecutive meeting, while acknowledging they plan to pass three quarter point rate cuts this year. Cuts aren't likely until officials are confident inflation is moving closer to the 2% target. In electric vehicle news, EV maker Lucid Group has secured $1 billion from its biggest investor, AR Third Investment Company, an affiliate of Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, for capital expenditure and working capital. The funds come as U.S.-based Lucid has been straining to scale its output. EV maker Fisker, in other news, is facing potential bankruptcy, asset sales, or restructuring measures after negotiations with a large automaker for an influx of cash ended without a deal. The company is working to renegotiate financing terms with an investor while reviewing its options in light of a lack of capital. In auto industry news, Stellantis is cutting 400 jobs related to the automaker's shift of its product lineup toward electric vehicles. The reductions affect about 2% of the company's engineering, technology, and software staff and take effect March 31st. In power sports, limited snowfall has led to decreased demand and sales for snowmobiles this season, with dealers who sell Polaris snowmobiles reporting an average sales decline of 20.5% year-over-year in February. Octane snowmobile originations are about flat or down year-over-year as sales dipped at the end of February into March. Dealers are also selling higher-priced snowmobile units as auction as they look to liquidate unsold inventory quickly. Snowmobile values ticked up 2.3% sequentially in February. All other power sports segments saw values decline in February as dealers had enough inventory. In auto finance, captives have held underwriting standards steady despite elevated interest rates and compressed profit margins and are gaining market share largely due to incentives. Southeast Toyota Finance, for one, offers a supportive purchase policy with favorable deal terms for dealers that provide the captive with a specific percentage of their non-prime and prime financeable business. The captive is offering low rate and leasing deals on certain vehicles. Meanwhile, negative equity is something the industry is keeping an eye on. While negative equity has always been part of the equation in auto finance deals, elevated used vehicle values have kept those concerns at a minimum for more than 2 years. Consumers who bought higher-priced cars a few years ago and are now looking to purchase their next vehicle are finding themselves upside down their auto loan and having to build negative equity into their next financing transaction, making it challenging for some consumers to qualify and forcing dealers to negotiate deals at a higher level than they have in the past few years. This week also marked a large volume of capital market activity as lenders shore up funding. Joey has the details. Joey?
Thanks. It was a busy couple weeks for the auto ABS market. Last week, $5.8 billion in auto ABS deals came to market across all asset classes, as well as all credit tiers. Chase Auto, GM Financial, VW Credit, Credit Acceptance Corp, Prestige Financial Services, and Valley Strong Credit Union all came to market last week. That follows $5.7 billion in new issuances for the week of March 11th. Notably, during that week, Green State Credit Union made its first issuance debut with a deal backed by Prime Auto Loans. The deals follow all the busy 2 weeks equals over $11 billion in new issuance volume following the SF Vegas conference in Las Vegas earlier this month, reflecting a strong ABS market. Six of those deals were upsized. Outside of the ABS market, LendBuzz also secured a $330 million forward flow arrangement with private equity and alternative investment group AB Carval, marking its fifth financing partner, whether that be through, you know, warehouse or forward flow arrangements. So it was a good week for funding.
Yeah, definitely. And I imagine there will be continued funding activity. It's already still continuing to be strong over the next few weeks and into the rest of the year as well. So we'll keep an eye on that for sure. Great. Well, that'll do it for today's episode. Tune in this week for other updates in the finance industry. And thank you for joining us on the Roadmap. Be sure to follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and LinkedIn. And we will see you online at autofinancenews.net and here next time.